Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Strings Alone and Together will be on this week's program. We'll hear the brilliant Concerto for Solo Violin by Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramette and the first string quartet of Nancy Galbraith. Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramette is an enigmatic figure in the musical world of the 20th century. Born in Moscow in 1899, Sophie Carmen Friedman's precise date of birth, as well as the identity of her father, remains unknown. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as governess in the Tolstoy household. There is speculation that Tolstoy was Sophie's father. As an infant, she was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By the age of 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. In 1919, Eckhardt-Gramette met the Expressionist painter Walter Gramette, whom she married the next year. The couple spent a couple of years in Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. A meeting with Leopold Stokowski in 1928 led to a concert tour in Philadelphia and Chicago the following year. Sadly, Walter Gramette died just before the tour. In 1930, Eckhardt-Gramette met her future second husband, Ferdinand Eckert, who was an art historian researching Gramette's art. They married in 1934, moved to Vienna in 1939, and she became well known in the musical community there. Although they moved to Canada in 1953, it was not until the 1960s that she became known there for her work. The piece we'll hear is Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramette's Concerto for Solo Violin. It was composed in 1925. It has been described as a set of programmatic variations based on a single motive. Although Eckhardt-Gramette disliked describing her own music, she felt that this work is about the essence of life, the struggles, the uncertainties, and finally the transpiring of the soul. In her own words, she said that this work is a unique statement that music can express itself without words. Eckhardt-Gramette performed the concerto many times, even for artists such as Nathan Milstein and Leopold Stokowski, who suggested that she add an orchestral accompaniment. We'll hear a stunning performance by Nandor Sadurkhenyi playing on a Ferdinand Galliano violin.